You know, back on February 4th, the Eagles won Super Bowl 52. And it was part of an extraordinary weekend for the Philadelphia Eagles. Because on Saturday, the guy up there, whose jersey's up there, number 20, Brian Dawkins, voted in to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And we thought it would be a great idea to introduce his number 20 is retired, one of the all-time greats in all of the NFL. Ladies and gentlemen, Eagles fans, we introduce him and a special friend that he's got with him, Brian Dawkins! Now, let's begin by, on a count of three, let's lead everybody in an E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles chant, shall we?
You got it.
All right, ready? One, two, three. E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles! All right.
That feels good. That feels good. That feels good.
Brian, tell us how it feels to carry that beautiful trophy.
Oh, man, you know what? Obviously a long time coming to bring this thing back here to Philadelphia, to have the Lombardi Trophy in Philadelphia. But let me ask you a question. Has it finally sunk in yet that you're Super Bowl champions? A phenomenal team, a phenomenal group of young men putting a season together for the ages for this city. And how many of you were able to get out to the parade? How many of you would love to have another parade like that? So the draft begins.
Here we go. All right, Brian, let's talk a little bit about what happened before the Super Bowl. Being named a member of the 2018 class of the Pro Football Hall of Fame and what it means to you.
Wow. Man, it's such a humbling thing to know that forever, and I don't know how many of you were able to see last week when the gentleman came out to start my bus, and seeing him work on a bus that's going to be in the Hall of Fame, Brian Dawkins, a little dude from Jacksonville, Florida, like, it's so humbling for me to accept that. But I said this last year, and I mean this with all of my heart, that when I make it, we all make it, right? So dig this. Not only are you Super Bowl champions, you're also Hall of Fame fans. That's the way that I see it. That's the way that I see it. But it's awesome. Awesome.
So, B-Doc, you will have introducing you, the great Troy Vincent, a member of our Philadelphia Eagles Hall of Fame.
Yes.
What did Troy Vincent mean to you in your life, and why pick him as your presenter?
Well, Troy was someone that I still call him to this day. He's my big brother, all right? And he's my confidant. He's someone that I can call at any given time, whatever's going on in my life. I know that he's going to listen to me. He won't judge me, and he's going to pray with me. So he's my big brother, and he's helped me out. He helped me become a man here in Philadelphia because I watched him. I watched how he did what he does, and he's blessed me so much. So for those of you listening, that's one thing that I would say. Make sure you have at least one person in your life that you can call and you can talk to and be real with.
Brian, what was it like to play here? 68,000 fans loving you, loving this football team. What was the experience like? How would you describe it?
Which one do you want? You want the
everything.
One?
Everything. Everything.
Hey, I had so much fun acting the fool in front of y'all. I had so much fun because y'all acted the fool right back with me. So I love that. I love that. But you know what? It was such a blessing to play in front of this group because they love you hard. Like, you guys, I know you guys love hard, and I love that. But I knew that if I gave what I had, everything of it, didn't make excuses, that you would welcome me. And I welcome you right back. And we had a great time, man. We had a blessed time in this place for 13 years, and I loved it. I loved it.
How many times have you kissed Vince?
That didn't sound right, did it? Oh, but you know what? I have not. This is matter of fact, this is the first time that I've held this trophy by myself. This is the first time.
This Give is it the a first kiss. Time. Get a little peck this on the cheek.
There we go. Yeah, it's a blessing.
One more, Brian. Tonight, obviously, is draft night. You were selected in 1996, Clemson University. What a thrill. Ray Rhodes, the head coach at the time. What was the experience like being selected by the Philadelphia Eagles?
It was hard. I mean, I was so anxious to see where I was going to go. I had no idea I would end up in Philadelphia. The thing that I will always remember about it, though, is I watched the whole first round go by. I watched the whole second round go by. And I watched so many guys get picked. And a lot of it was because I wasn't the biggest at my position. I made a lot of plays. I had a lot of tackles, interceptions. But because I wasn't big, they pushed me all the way back to the last pick in the second round. It's still a good pick, but I felt I should have been in the first round. So what I did for 13 years, 16 years, I made sure that every other team that didn't pick me played for it. And that was my mindset. I made sure they paid for not picking me.
Hey, one more time, for those who are just coming out, a little E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles. Brian Dawkins leading the way on the count of three. Ready? One, two, three. E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles! The Hall of Famer, number 20. B-Doc, Brian Dawkins, thank you very much.